Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. As we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side, Scott Unash with you, and we're going to talk some wrestling coming up on the program here today, some Prairie Hawk wrestling, and we'll do that here in just a moment. As always, let's take a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, basketball from last night. On the boys' side, it was Xavier defeating Prairie last night 72-65 as they split their two games this season. Two overtimes. Kennedy beat Washington 66-64. A lot of close games last night in the MVC. Jefferson edged Linmar with a bucket down the stretch, 55-54. It was Waterloo West with a mild upset over Cedar Falls last night, 65-64. City High with the mild upset over Waterloo East, 85-81 last night. And Dubuque Hempstead held off Dubuque Wallert, 55-53. Also last night on the boys' side in the WAMAC, it was Marion over South Tama, 56-44. Benton Community tops Vinton Shelsburg in their Benton County get-together, 54-41. Independence over Clear Creek Amana, 81-68. And also last night, it was Mount Vernon over Central DeWitt, 56-50. And West Delaware gets by Western Dubuque, that by a score of 53-37. Also last night, Eastern Valley over Cedar Valley Christian, 94-34. Girls' scores from last night. It was the game you heard here on KGYM. In overtime, Xavier over Prairie, 59-54 over Xavier last night. Washington held off Kennedy, 70-65. Overtime, Linmar top Jefferson, 61-58. Cedar Falls, no problem with Waterloo West, 62-21. And likewise, City High over Waterloo East, 84-26. Marion gets the WAMAC West all wrapped up last night, 70-33 over South Tama. It was Benton Community over Vinton Shelsburg, 55-49. Center Point Urbana turns back Williamsburg, 53-25. Clear Creek Amana over Independence, 47-28. Anamosa tops Beckman, 39-32. Maquoketa by 10 over Solon, 56-46. Western Dubuque beats West Delaware, 45-32. Mount Vernon with the victory last night, as Mount Vernon top Central DeWitt, 43-31. Also was Cedar Valley Christian holding off Easton Valley, 65-63. College wrestling last night, Iowa over Minnesota, 34-7. And Iowa State beats North Dakota State, 21-20, winning that one on criteria last night. We'll talk about these matches coming up here in just a moment. Prairie with a split last night, beating Iowa City West 42-27, and dropping one to Scott West from Minnesota 38-22. And women's basketball from last night, UNI fell to Missouri State 57-51. Drake stays in first place as they top Southern Illinois 84-73. On the ice, the Rough Riders fell at home to Dubuque 4-3, and they will take on Dubuque again tonight up in Dubuque beginning at 7 o'clock. Coming up today, boys high school basketball this afternoon. We will have for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM the big battle down in Iowa City, as it'll be number 1 West taking on number 10 Dubuque Senior. And we'll have that for you at about 3:15, 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Also in boys basketball, it'll be Liberty hosting Wapsie Valley tonight. That will get underway at 6:30. Girls high school basketball tonight, Iowa City Regina will be at Kennedy. We'll have that one for you at 6:30 tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Also, it'll be Liberty hosting West Delaware, so they'll have a girl-boy doubleheader in essence, except against two different squads. Prairie right back at it today. They will travel to Davenport North to take on the Wildcats at 2 o'clock. And City High goes over to the Quad Cities. They will take on Moline this afternoon, and that will be at 1 o'clock. High school wrestling, 2A and 1A sectionals going on around the state of Iowa, getting started at 12 noon today. And best of luck to all the wrestlers in that one. And in high school swimming, district meets will take place, including the district meet over at the Linmar Aquatic Center. That gets underway at 12 noon today. College basketball on the men's side, it'll be Iowa at Penn State beginning at 5 o'clock. UNI will host Indiana State. We'll have that on 1600 AM today starting at 2:30. Iowa State at Baylor tonight. We'll have that on 1600 beginning at 6 o'clock with the pregame. The Iowa State women playing at the same time down in Manhattan against Kansas State. That is a 7 o'clock start. Doubleheader action today. Coe will entertain Luther at Cohawk Arena beginning at 2 o'clock. Kirkwood at Johnson Hall to take on DMAC at 1 o'clock. Cornell on the road. They are at Knox at 1 o'clock. And Mount Mercy is at Avila And that will be at 2 o'clock for that doubleheader going today. We'll take a quick break, come back, talk some wrestling with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When she says,
"Thanks, Valentine,"
she really means, "You didn't get it right, but I'm being nice." Well, this year, get a
"You're the best Valentine"
with Sweetopia handmade chocolates. These hand-painted artisan chocolates are almost as beautiful as her, and she'll think they're amazing. Come in and choose a ready-to-go box or customize your favorites at Sweetopia.
Best Valentine ever!
Sweetopia, inside Nubo City Market, 3rd Street, Southeast, and Cedar Rapids.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner at 11 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Busy day today, and of course tomorrow the Super Bowl beginning at 1 o'clock on all three frequencies, Philadelphia and New England. We've got high school basketball starting off at 3:30 today on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with West High taking on Dubuque Senior. That is boys basketball, and then tonight Kennedy and Regina coming your way at about 6:30. Also college basketball coming up today on 1600 AM. You and I at 2:30 taking on Indiana State. And then tonight they will have on 1600 AM for you Iowa State and Baylor beginning at 6 o'clock. Going to talk some wrestling with you right now. Kane Thompson here, the head coach of the Prairie Hawks, as they had a rare late season Friday nighter last night down at West High. Took on the Trojans, and then Scott West out of Minnesota, and I guess that's the second time you've seen them, huh, this year?
Yeah, we saw them up at Independence the first weekend of the year, and you know, knew they had a solid squad then, and you know, didn't match up with them obviously the same way we would match up with them in a duel. But it was fun. Friday night is a little different. You kind of always prepare for Thursday, so it was kind of nice to throw a little wrench into the schedule and be that primetime Friday night.
Right, and maybe a good time to have this meet because you had the MVCs last Saturday, and then coming up next Wednesday you got the regional duel. So this kind of hopped right in the middle.
Yeah, and anytime you can, you know, get some tough matches, you need to prepare. You're going to have those at regional duels. You know, you're going to have them at districts, and then you know, state duels and state individual tournaments. So you got to learn to work through multiple tough matches in a day.
Yeah, and a good test last night, not only with West, but then with the out-of-state team. And how did that all come together last night?
I think it was Coach Ryland, you know, just got in contact with their coaches. They were on a schedule to come down and wrestle Waverly and wrestled them Thursday. So stay in Iowa an extra night and come wrestle us. And so I was pretty pumped to get that on the schedule.
Yeah, and good chance to get out there and get the blood pumping and get singlets on one more time.
Yep.
Under the big light. So
yeah, it was fun.
That's a good way to do it anyway. And I guess how did you guys go in to that meet as a staff last night? You want to win, obviously,
right.
But did you have any other things you wanted to accomplish?
Well, yeah, right now it's, you know, we worked pretty hard this week, so it's fine tuning some things and staying sharp. So we were able to see some things last night that I know we can address. Today we have our guys have a practice at noon with some of our assistant coaches, and our varsity does, because our JV and fresh soft team are up in Dubuque Senior for MVCs up there. And then we can address those Monday, Tuesday to get ready for Wednesday. And it's good to, you know, you can work and practice all you want, but once you get out in competition, you can see some things open up and where do we need to work and get those kids ready to go.
Yeah. And, well, you've got coming up. Well, first of all, before coming up, let's take a look back at what happened last Saturday. You guys at the MVCs here in town, hosted by Jefferson. And I think a good meet for you guys. You'd like to win it and make it six in a row, but Coach Connell and City High give them a lot of credit, and they got the victory.
They did. They wrestled well, and, you know, they earned that victory. And our guys were right there. We as always, you look back and say, man, if this – We finished this or we finished that, but that's not the way it was, and you kind of move forward from there, and you know, hey, the effort was there, and that's what I'm looking for. So we're right there with some of the, you know, the top teams in the state of Iowa in Class 3A, and the MVC always has a great tournament, and the amount of top individuals at that tournament was just fantastic, and it was just a fun tournament to be in.
Yeah, and were you pretty happy the way the Hawks wrestled?
Yeah, we wrestled really, really tough, you know. We avenged at multiple weights. We avenged losses that we took earlier in the season from individuals. 106 was a big one. 132, Ted Zangerly avenged a guy, had beat him twice, and he beat him in the MVC tournament. And some guys placing that hasn't placed in some other tournaments during the year. So there was some really good takeaways from that tournament.
Yeah, and a good springboard anyway. And, you know, year in and year out, that's you know, it's going to be one of the top tournaments in the state of Iowa anyway. And what about the conference this year? I mean, City High had their big year. Hempstead had a really good year. West is always going to be there. Kennedy was a little hamstrung during the tournament because they had some sickness going around. But year in and year out, just amazing, amazing wrestling.
Yeah, it's, you know what your Thursday schedule is going to be pretty tough. And, you know, our Saturday schedule is really tough too, so it's exciting that week in and week out, I mean, you're getting put to the test, and the MVC brings that for you. And next year I'm excited, you know, we're adding Liberty, and then we're adding Western Dubuque, who brings a strong wrestling program in.
Yeah, so you know, an even longer Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which will be good though.
Yeah, you know
Liberty's going to be fine.
Yeah,
with the kids that they have coming into the school district, Western Dubuque's going to be terrific for the conference in wrestling.
Yeah, they bring a lot to the table. They bring great numbers, so we know that our JV matches are going to happen. We're going to have full JV duels and plus exhibition matches with reserve kids. So they're going to bring a lot of wrestling to the table, and plus they're competitive. They have a great they have a nice coaching staff there, and they bring a good support, you know, a fan base. So it brings a lot to the conference.
Yeah, and that'll be fun to have that when it goes to 16 teams next year. And let's talk, before we talk about what's coming up on Wednesday and beyond that, let's talk about your lineup anyway, and kind of go through things. If you can, we'll put you to the test here, weight by weight, and talk about the guys.
Yeah, love talking about these guys. This has been a fun year, and you know, a special group to work with that just makes it fun to come to work every day. And we start out the gate, we've had a nice addition, Austin Kegley. He's a sophomore, has had a great season, very productive for us. And like I said, he was in the finals at MVC and avenged a loss in the semifinals that he had taken, actually two losses to an opponent earlier in the season, and was able to get that victory for him. And he's just steadily gotten better, and you know, we're looking for him to keep contributing and you know, rising to the occasion here as we finish up the season. And 113, we actually have a freshman in the lineup that's done a real nice job for us, Nick Hatcher. He was a little sick this week and under the weather, so we held him out last night. But another kid that, you know, has a great over 20 wins this season, got third at MVCs, and has just steadily gotten better as the year's gone on. And so get him back healthy and feeling good, and we're excited for what he can do for us this postseason. And 120 has been super consistent for us. Conrad Braswell is a two-time state place winner. He's a three-time MVC champ. And but most importantly is he's looking to continue to make progress and get better. And he's got his eye on some big things at the end of this season, and looking forward to seeing what he can do. And man, it just he's nice to have in that lineup for us. And Johnny Washburn at 126, another kid that's over 20 wins for us, probably approaching 30 wins maybe in there. And had a nice win versus Iowa City West that last night, actually at MVC's. It went to overtime, and he was able to pull that out 8-2 last night. So that lets us feel pretty good about where his progress is, and he's doing a heck of a job for us, and just a great kid to be around. 132 is a senior, Ted Zangerle, and I kind of mentioned him at MVC's, and he's a kid that, you know, the term resiliency, I think, fits with him. You know, he's got great skills. You know, his maybe winning percentage isn't what he would like it to be, but the kid is a fantastic student. He's a great person to have on the team, great family, and, you know, just look forward to seeing him continue what he's been working on. Another senior at 138, Trenton Wintermark, state place winner for us last year, MVC, two-time MVC conference champ, you know, ranked in the top five, I think. But he has progressively, you know, gotten better year to year. My third year coaching him, and he's got, again, like Braswell, he's got his eye on a big prize down in Des Moines, and so he's got to take it one step at a time and use this next week to make sure he's as sharp as he can be to get to that level. 145, another senior in the lineup, Jaron Lathrop, actually started the season at 160, and then slowly kind of came down. He does a nice job on the football field for the Prairie Hawks, and has done a nice job for us in the lineup, and actually placed at the MVC tournament sixth, and I think that's his first placing of the year. So the later in the season, if you're continuing to get better, that's a good sign. He went 2-0 last night for us in our duels, so we're excited to put him in his last run here at the end of the season. 152, Justice Cruz, first-year starter on varsity. He's a junior and has progressively gotten better. This kid's got skills. He's just fun to watch. And that first year in the varsity lineup can sometimes be, you know, the schedule's a little different than a JV schedule, but he's really, really responded well, and we're excited to see where he takes his postseason. 160, Colton LaGrange is his brother actually graduated last year, who was a state qualifier for us, and Colton's his own man, and he is a great cross-country runner, contributes on the track team, and then the wrestling team. He is fun to watch. He's very offensive-minded, and actually started out kind of rough. He was like 2-7, and then all of a sudden he just hit a different gear and has a winning record now, and you know, placed in maybe arguably one of the toughest brackets at MVC, got sixth at it. And went 1-1 for us last night, but is really, really coming on. Mike Jace is a senior at 170, has really fit into that role really nicely. Last year he was at 152 for us and kind of got injured towards the end of the season and didn't get to compete in the postseason. So I know he's super excited about that. Great leader, great person. Again, does multiple things for the school. He's cross country, track, you know, just a good leader and good student. So he's nice to have in there. 182, Derek Horak is just one of my favorite persons to have on the team, and just one of the hard-nosed, big contributor on the football team. And just last night he was able to avenge a loss to Iowa City West that he had earlier in the season. And just one of those kids you just want to see succeed because of the way he lives his life and the work he puts in. And he's having a nice season, probably over 35 wins, fourth at MVC's, and has done a good job. 195, Ashton Stoner DeGroote's a sophomore, just continues to get better, and that's a kid that's very dangerous. He's competed well with the top kids in the state. He's ranked, you know, in the top 10 in the state as well, and we're hoping he got third at MVC's, and, you know, we're hoping for big things out of him, and I know his goal is set pretty high, so he'll continue to roll. 220, Logan Andaway, first year in the varsity lineup. Little undersized for 220. He's actually maybe right at the same size as Ashton is at 195. And, you know, a great contributor on the football field and is just a fighter. And just, you know, last night had a great attitude. Got beat twice. Close one against Scott West. And then Iowa City West has the number one ranked kid in the state. But he came off and had scored some escapes and said, "Hey, I scored." You know, and so he's one of those kids that looking for the little things. What are the little things that I'm getting better at? We love our heavyweight, Colton Staub, first-year wrestler in the varsity lineup, and is just learning, you know, what it takes to compete at that level, and comes in with a great attitude every day, and we just love having him in the room.
Yeah, a lot of guys that you're right, we've heard of in other sports. And I know that getting the success that Prairie Wrestling has had and then put that together with what Coach Bliss has done on the football field, too. And I think we're going to see more and more of that, too.
Yeah, we love multi-sport athletes at Prairie and get those kids competing and getting coached by. I love the head, all the coaches, but the head coaches that run the programs at Prairie are fantastic. And so to be able to put our athletes with them for a season and then off-season work just helps us all out.
Yeah. And well, now Wednesday, you're going to make a trip down to West Des Moines. The regional duel's coming up for 3A, and you guys will meet Lewis Central and from way over on the other side of the state. I don't even know if you've seen them yet this year, but Lewis Central has always had a good wrestling program over there. And what do you know about them?
Well, we know, you know, they're ranked in the top 24, and that's why they're wrestling at regional duels. So we know that they're going to bring a solid lineup, and we haven't seen them. So we just see what's on paper, and they do have some solid individuals. I think we match up, you know, well with them, where we know we can win that duel and advance to the second round and have a shot at Valley. You know, but it's one of those where you can't look past them because you have a solid team waiting there to await the winner. We got to be ready round one and get a good warm-up in and compete in that match and then take care of business and see what Valley brings to the table.
Right, and it's not a perfect system. It's never been a perfect system and probably never will be a perfect system, but you just deal with it.
Yeah, you do, and it's one of those where you think real short-term memory is you know, when I first saw the rankings come out and we were 15th, I'm thinking that doesn't seem where we're at. And the push this year was everybody needs to vote, everybody needs to vote. My thinking is everybody needs to vote, but we need to take some time. And what does that voting look like? What criteria are we using? What are those coaches looking at? Are they looking at record? Are they looking at schedule? What are they doing? So just voting doesn't solve the system. So we got to come up with solutions to move forward and make it better. I believe the state wants to see the top eight teams down in Des Moines for state duels. That will also not only be the top eight teams, but we'll go out there and compete and try and win each round down in Des Moines. So we got to make sure we work as a wrestling community and a coaching staff and with the state to see if we can tighten that process up a little bit.
Yeah, and of course the debate continues if it's, you know, is that the right time to have it? Is it not the right time to have it? And, you know, it is what it is. It's going to stay there, I think, for the foreseeable future. And so everybody's got to deal with it.
Yeah, I think real simple with that is if that's when they have it, let's be ready and let's wrestle and let's go to win. If they had it the week after, same thing, same mindset. We train our kids to wrestle multiple matches in a day, so I don't think we should be real scared of that. And if that's where they put it, let's go get it.
Yeah, and then coming up Saturday after that, next Saturday, as a matter of fact, you guys are hosting districts. So, A, that's good for the Prairie Hawks. And it's an interesting group that you're going to be hosting. Of course, you got Kennedy Wash and Jeff, yourselves, but then Marion in there as well. And then you got Marshalltown and Mason City. They kind of threw in there. And then Waverly Shell Rock comes down.
Yeah, it's a very, very competitive district. And it's going to be a fun one to be at for the fans and for the teams that are competing in it because there's some really deep weight classes. And so there's going to be, you know, with what's at stake at that tournament, there's going to be some high-level wrestling taking place and some kids fighting to get to that state tournament and get in the top two. So we're excited to be there and we're excited to host. And our group at Prairie does such a good job of preparing. Rocky Bennett and Lori Plinus, our AD secretary, and our AD, Rocky, they do a fantastic job of preparing and getting a committee together. So I have no worries about hosting. It's just I know I can show up and they'll have things ready to go and I can coach and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, and you know, is that you'd like to get as many as you can down to Des Moines, obviously. And I think there are possibilities anyway to have a good day next Saturday.
Absolutely. We look up and down at how solid, you know, we really are. And, you know, we preach all year that we want to win the matches we're supposed to win and we want to win matches maybe people think we're not supposed to win. And we have that opportunity to do that. And it's not out of the realm that we could take, a high number of kids to that state tournament. And I know that some other teams there is thinking the same thing. And that's what makes it exciting is you know, when multiple kids are thinking they have a shot at being in the top two, that bracket really gets interesting.
Yeah. You guys had a good year in the tournaments, too, on Saturdays. Geneseo, you did well. I know you did well over at Ames, real well over there. And so you had to be happy with that.
Yeah, I love our Saturday schedule. And after Christmas, you know, we've been fortunate to be wrestling really well. And, you know, we won the Ames tournament, the Jack Mendenhall. And then the next weekend, we took second at Geneseo to a tough team. You know, and there were some good Iowa teams in there. North Scott and Kennedy were there. And then, you know, took second there. And then the next weekend, traveled to Clinton and took second again. And again, a very tough tournament. And then took second at MVC. So we're looking to maybe change that up a little bit and move that second up to a first.
Yeah, that would be a good time to do it, too, toward the back half of the season. And I should talk about your staff, too, because I know they do a really good job for you.
Oh, my coaching staff is fantastic. You know, we have two coaches on staff that are teachers in the building, which helps a lot. Kent Noska is an unbelievable assistant coach that does a lot for the program, myself, and is very organized with a lot of things. So we're so fortunate to have him on staff. And Cam Donovan's new to the district, a first-year teacher. You know, fresh out of college, so he's a go-getter as far as, you know, wanting to learn the ins and outs of what running a program looks like and being a part of that. But then we have the kind of the staples of the program, guys that have wrestled at Prairie that are coaching there with Adam Olson and Robbie Kramer. Those guys are invaluable. They've been in the district and in the community for years and years and years and do a great job with the kids. And Tyler Van D was actually a college teammate of mine, and he's been helping us out. And he's a bigger guy that can work with those big guys and does a good job. He's an intense guy. He's an ex-Marine, so he's got that intensity. And Chris Hobloom actually was a competitor, wrestled for me in high school at Albernette, and started coaching at Prairie, you know, before I got there. And so it's nice to have that connection and see how he's grown from a wrestler for me now to a coach and does a nice job. And we also added this year, Jan Rosenberg. He's a Division III All-American for Coe College, and he's a nurse down at the University of Iowa. And he brings a lot of knowledge to the table.
Yeah, so a really good group down there. And I know a lot of them are up at Dubuque. So
yeah, some are up at Dubuque, and then we got some running a practice at noon here at the high school. So
we got a lot of people in a lot of places.
Yep.
So that's wrestling in February.
Yeah,
wow, that's the way it goes. But we'll let you go. We know you got a long trip up to Dubuque ahead, and then back here, and you got AAUs tomorrow. So there's no rest for you, right?
No rest. So once we get through Sunday, I'll feel a bit better.
And get ready for what comes up on Wednesday and then next Saturday. So that should be fun. But Kane, appreciate it. And keep up the great work over at Prairie.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, and have a little bit more of the Coach's Corner for you. So stay tuned. More to come after this.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their winter tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom.
Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HOT to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HOT to 797979. Text H-O-T to 797979.
934, back with you here in the Coach's Corner program on KGYM. We're going to close up shop here, get you back to ESPN programming. But first, a reminder that coming up here later this afternoon on 1600 AM at 2:30, it'll be UNI basketball. The UNI Panthers hosting Indiana State up at McLeod Center. And then later on 1600 AM, more college basketball. The Iowa State Cyclones and the Baylor Bears come your way from Waco. 6 o'clock pregame tonight, 7:05 with the tip-off. High school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Two really good games. We'll start things off with a biggie in the boys' side of things in the MVC. Number 10, Dubuque Senior at number 1, Iowa City West, around 3:20 or so on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with that one. And then at 6:30 tonight, it'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy hosting Iowa City Regina in girls basketball. And we'll have that one for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And tomorrow, Super Bowl 52. Philadelphia and New England, and we'll start things off with the coverage from Westwood One starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. I want to thank Kane Thompson of the Prairie Wrestling Program for joining me here on the program, and thanks to everybody for tuning in here today. We'll talk to you with basketball later on tonight and this afternoon right here on KGYM. Scott Unash, thanking you for tuning in to the Coach's Corner. We'll be back with you next Saturday at 9 o'clock here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our